The State Security Department has reportedly redeployed its personnel to provide security to former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Authorities had withdrawn the staffers after Mr. Tsvangirai's controversial loss to President Robert Mugabe in the July 31 polls. The elections marked the end of the unity government formed by Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai in 2009 following the disputed polls of 2008. MDCT spokesperson Douglas Monzora tells Studio 7 that the initial withdrawal of security from his party's leader was wrong in the first place because Mr. Tsvangirai is a statesman.
Well, the withdrawal was illegal in the first place because President Tsvangirai, being the former Prime Minister of the Republic of Zimbabwe, is entitled to protection, to this type of protection. It should not have happened that that protection was withdrawn in the first place. So what the government has simply done is to reinstate the correct position. Why now is we know that they want to be able to track the Prime Minister more than protect him. We are not fooled at all by this sudden return of these security people.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from State Security Minister Sydney Sekeramai on his department's sudden U-turn. But some political analysts say the security reinstatement on the former premier is a strategy by Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party to persuade Mr. Tsvangirai to engage the controversially re-elected president in talks to form another coalition government following the disputed polls. Sources say informal talks had been going on between ZANU-PF and MDCT officials following the controversial July 31 polls. Reports say Mr. Mugabe is considering roping in Mr. Tsvangirai as one of his deputies, but for his part, Mr. Tsvangirai has said that he will not be entertaining any negotiations with Mr. Mugabe and his party. Mwonzora weighed in, saying it is the desire of his party and Mr. Tsvangirai that fresh elections are conducted as soon as possible to ensure that the democratic will of Zimbabweans prevails.
There has not been any approach to the Prime Minister. There has never been any formal proposal for the MDC to take over any position in government. No. President Tsvangirai is not going to accept it all. We are not going to accept the apparent benevolence of ZANU-PF. They stole the election, and we want them to restore the correct victors of this election, which is the MDC.
Although the MDCT and the international community say the July 31 polls were fundamentally flawed and do not reflect the will of the people of Zimbabwe, Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party say the polls were free, fair and credible. The Southern African Development Community and the African Union, guarantors of the Global Political Agreement of Power Sharing, signed September 15th of 2008, have also endorsed the polls. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.